beautiful one we enjoy. God walks the dark hills, I'm assuring you. Well, I got to let that music rest a while, but I promise you I'll be back if I can figure out here how to turn this thing. Oh, whoa, wait, I got it. I think I got it. Well, what a joy. I mean, I love coming to you and opening my heart with you and just having great fellowship in this mighty God we serve. Do you know what a mighty God we serve? Do you know what a mighty God we serve? Do you know his faithfulness? Do you know that he never lets us down? He's always right there caring for his people and caring for his children. Praise the Lord. And God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Now, let's have a great broadcast. We've got a subject that really needs your attention. You know that old apostate Jimmy Carter? You remember him? Well, he's on the case now of President Obama to sign a petition from the United Nations to divide Jerusalem. To divide Jerusalem. If you can believe anybody would be on such a mission, that is amazing. They are signing their warrant to hell. They are signing their warrant to hell. Could I be real plain? Would you let me say it like it is? If you do not support Israel, you have no biblical right to call yourself a Bible Christian. If you do not support Israel, you have no right to call yourself a biblical Christian. You shouldn't even claim to be a Christian if you do not support Israel. Now, I mean that with all my heart. I'm not trying to be unkind to you. I'm not trying to be ugly to you. I'm giving you this Bible. I'm warning you. I don't want you to lose your soul over your hatred for a people that are indeed the very family that brought us and gave us Jesus Christ. Salvation is of the Jews, my friend. Salvation is of the Jews. And if you don't know the salvation of the Jews, then you don't know the risen Lord. So I beg of you to understand. Now, let's dig into this subject today, and let's see what we find out. Now, I want you on the lines with me. I really do. I want to answer questions right from my heart, right to you, regardless of what side you on. Regardless if you don't understand this issue, if you do not have the right perception of this issue, if you're in a Laodicean church that is into replacement theology, and you think the church is now Israel, and Israel has no longer a place in theology, well, I want to help you. I promise you, I want to help you. I'm not here to cut you down. I'm not willing to do damage to your faith. I'm here to build up your faith and strengthen your faith, and help you know that you are right with God, okay? Now, let me tell you, the nations of the world are turning against Israel with a ferocity, with a anger. They are turning against Israel. You will see a picture later on connected with this broadcast, if I can get that on after the broadcast. You'll see a picture of people actually saying that it would bring peace to the world if we could eliminate Israel. And then promising that Israel is right on the verge of being extinct and no longer being a people. Well, it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, it is not going to happen. Let me give you what the Bible says. The Bible says, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. Talking about Israel. And I will bring you out from the people, and I will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered. With a mighty hand, saith the Lord, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and that will I plead with you face to face. Likewise, I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness, from the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, saith the Lord. And I will cause you to pass upon the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Now, All of this is God's promise through Ezekiel that he will bring Israel back to their homeland. He will plead with those nations that come against her and will literally bring her into fullness of recovery. Now, there can be no doubt of that. Let me take you to Revelation 3 and 9. I got so much I want to give you today, but I want your questions in the middle of it, okay? I can give you all of this and help you think about it and realize it, but when you ask questions and I can answer, that helps. Now, here's a scripture that is very powerful. Most people have never paid it any attention. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved you. Now, we live in the day of what is called replacement theology. The average of the big denominational churches, and now it's moved into the ranks even of Pentecostals and Charismatics and Baptists, and they're saying that we, the church, have replaced Israel. They're teaching a post-millennialism, that they are going to take over the world and set up the kingdom and then bring Jesus back. And Israel has no place in this theology that they've concocted. It's as false as the devil is false. Do you hear me? It's as false as the devil is false. And when you deny Israel's place in God's Bible, you actually sign in your death warrant to hell. Hey, that sounds very straight. And that sounds tough, but it may be tight, but it's right. Listen to me. It may be tight, but it's right. This Bible is plain, and the scripture is so clear. I got so much here in front of me. To try to read it all to you is impossible. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Cursed. God said it. I didn't say it. God said it. I'm not going to be cursed because I hate Israel. I'm not going to be cursed because I refuse to believe in the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. I'm not going to be cursed because I've rejected these people. They're false. They don't belong there. They're not really Jews anyway. That's all kinds of things that people say. And it's really hogwash. It's horrible. It's false. I'm here to tell you that God has a people, and they are his people. And they're still the Jewish people. I know they are distinct from the church. There are two groups of his blessed people. One is the church of Jesus Christ, and one is the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel is still in unbelief. Can I tell you, so that you understand me real clear, Israel is suffering what is their own fault. Israel is paying for their own sins. Israel rejected Jesus Christ, and for 2,000 years, they've lived in the hell of that rejection. But now, God is renewing his covenant with Israel. Not yet salvation, but now already a nation, already a distinct people, already with ability to defend themselves, already being blessed in their homeland and their land. The whole of that's under the auspices of the Jews is the land of it, is the land of prosperity. It's a garden. Oh, it's wonderful. I've been there. I've watched their banana gardens. I've saw their irrigation systems. I know how God has blessed them and prospered them. And could I tell you, one of the reasons that God has blessed America is because we've always stood with the Jews. We've always stood with Israel. God raised up America to help defend Israel. Are you listening to me? God raised up America to help us and prepare us to defend Israel. 8 years of the Clinton. Well, 8 years of the Bush was much better. But in 8 years of Obama, it has been a hate Israel period, a hate Israel agenda. And they have paid for it. And we have paid for their hatred of Israel. Why is America in the mess it's in right now from the 8 years of Obama? I will tell you, nothing is more the cause of that than a hatred of Israel, the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of Jerusalem. You know, the new president-elect has already stated that he will move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where it belongs. Now, while he is planning to move the embassy of the U.S. to Jerusalem, Obama And, you know, the apostate Jimmy Carter is trying their best to work out a situation that before Obama moves out of the White House and President Trump moves in, that they can get a bona fide, they think irrevocable, division of Jerusalem between the Jews and the Palestinians. Well, I'm here to tell you, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Plain, absolute and simple, Jerusalem is the capital of the people of Israel. Now, I want to hear from you. You got to get on the lines with me. I've done everything I can to do to make the Jew haters angry. Not because I hate you, but because I want to shake you. I want to arouse you. I want to get you thinking. I want to get you feeling a little fear of falling into the hands of a living God. I want to get you with a little fear of maybe going wrong about this matter of Israel. You see, there is a determined effort to destroy Israel. It is heating up right now. It's heating up right now. That big article about Jimmy Carter was in a major newspaper yesterday or the day before. I saw it yesterday. I'm telling you, that will not survive the scrutiny of God. I don't know that it can't happen, but I can tell you it will be reversed at some moment. And I think when President Trump moves into the White House, unless it's some kind of binding thing, I don't know. I don't understand it all. I'm just, you know, a man of God doing my best to stand up for truth. And I'm after you to stand up for truth. Hey, we live in a wonderful time. Are we on the verge of the greatest revelations of God's eternal truth that there's ever been? I can hardly wait. I meant to do a Bible study yesterday, but the revival, the camp meeting, the schedule here made it impossible. But it will begin this coming Friday, Lord willing. And you're going to learn some beautiful things in our little simple 15, 20-minute Bible studies on Fridays. And I'm going to do my best to wake you up. You hear me? Now, what did Paul say? What did Paul say about Israel in the time of the end? And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sin. That's the book of, the book of Romans. Book of Romans 11, verses 16 and 17. Go read it. Romans 11, verses 16 and 17. We are blessed people, folks. We are one blessed people. And I'm telling you, we've got much to be excited about and much to be happy about. And I beg of you to get the feeling of the truth. Now, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704, our local number. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I really want to hear from you. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm thrilled to be a part of God's plans and God's divine working. I am excited to be part of his kingdom and to live and walk with him. And I want you to do the same. And I want you to live in this hope of the gospel and the coming of the Lord. Now, what is your feelings out there? What part of my audience that does not understand the wonderful truth of Israel and God's future for the nation of the Jews, the city of Jerusalem? Who out there doesn't? Would you let me help you? Would you let me be your friend? I will be kind to you if you hate everything I represent. If you're unkind to me, I'm going to be kind back to you. I won't allow but so much ugliness to go over the airwaves because I want you to get the truth. I want you to learn the truth. I want you to become saturated with the truth, and it will change your life. I promise you. I promise you. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe, you're talking about Jimmy Carter. He has a church down there in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe, or he preaches at a church or Sunday school teacher or something.
He always was a Sunday school teacher, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. But like you say, it's a dangerous thing to mess with Jerusalem and Israel.
Well, it's not just dangerous. It's a condemnation that you can't escape. A person who messes with Israel, a person who turns against the Jews, I don't think there's any possibility of them being saved and going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
You agree with that?
They crossed the line when they messed with Israel.
You cross the line when you mess with Israel. You really do. Well, is there any question about this that I might could help you with that may help somebody else?
Not at this moment. I don't know. I just wanted to mention about Jimmy having a Sunday school class in Georgia.
Well, he I don't know. I cannot tell you his religious life at this point. I'm not here to judge him. I know he's an apostate when it comes to many things in the Scripture, and that's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Now, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you, and you are on the air.
Brother Chambers, I agree with you. I don't see how this country of born-again Christians could not support the Jewish people in Israel.
Well, you know, the Bible, every book of the Bible was written by Jewish people.
Yes, sir.
The Bible is a Jewish book. It is a Jewish book. Now, it's the holy word of God, and that's more important. But it was written by God's people, the Jews. And you know what Jesus said to the woman at the well of Samaria? He said salvation is of the Jews.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of overwhelming. And that's plainly what he said. See, now, what was he saying? He was not saying the Jews redeemed us. It was Jesus that redeemed us. But God chose the Jews to give us Jesus.
Yes, sir, and thank God he did, because that was our salvation come through them.
Yes, it does. Thank you, dear lady. Thank you, dear lady, and God bless you. Now, let me say to all of you out there listening, you really need to hear this. One of the biggest false doctrines today is a put-down of the Old Testament. A put-down of the Old Testament. There are many religious people that tell you don't have to live by the Old Testament. All you got to live by is the New Testament. That is an absolute lie from the devil. That is insanity. That is apostasy. That is heresy. That is heresy. The Bible is very plain that the whole Bible is the Word of God. We don't have two testaments. We've got one testament with two covenants. You got the Old Covenant and you got the New Covenant. But it's only one testament. And every bit of it is the inspired word of God. And my Bible said that Jesus came in the fullness of the book. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. That man was asking about Jimmy Carter. I didn't attend his service because he wasn't there that weekend, but he teaches Sunday school and is very, very well attended. Sometimes they have 400 or 500 people in there in Plains, Georgia, where he's from. And it was a Southern Baptist church. I think it's a... He led a group out of the Southern Baptist Convention, and they started their own fellowship.
I remember that.
So, and it's quite liberal.
Well, yeah. Very liberal. Very liberal. There's churches in Charlotte that are part of that, and they are very liberal. And I, you know, it's to me, it's so sad. I helped build a Habitat house one time, and he was helped building the house next door. And I actually got to see him. And, you know, it isn't in fact that he's not a nice man. That don't have anything to do with it. Jimmy Carter appears to be a nice man and a benevolent man. And if you read the Bible story of the Church of the Laodiceans, they are benevolence people. Laodicean people are benevolence people, but they're lost because they've left the way of the Lord and the way of Christ. I plan to do my Bible study Friday on the last two of the seven churches, Philadelphia Church and Laodicea Church. And anybody in the Laodicea Church, and there are probably a few good saved people in the Laodicea Church, but you are being, day by day, you're being attacked swiftly with the spirit of liberalism, and your faith won't last but so long if you don't get out of that thing.
This is what is ironic about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter went to Annapolis, and he was in the United States Navy, and his mentor was Hyman Rickover, Admiral Hyman Rickover, who is called the father of the nuclear Navy. He owes his entire career, he even owes the fact that he went into the White House, to Hyman Rickover, because he took him to New York and introduced him to all the powerful people in the Council on Foreign Relations that are responsible for putting people in the White House. So it's really...
You know, you really have got to sell out your soul to be elected in the liberal agenda. You've got to sell out your soul. And the Bushes did that. The Bushes were so into that that system until, while they had some good instincts, the good instincts was overshadowed by the bad instincts. And I've saw that. I mean, I used to be very pro the last Bush president. I prayed hard for him to get elected. But then I was so disappointed because I saw the kind of people that made up his staff in the White House.
I can't tell you the things over on the telephone and over the air that they have been involved with. You probably want to have me arrested because it can be found out. But one of the things...
Well, they don't like Donald Trump.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nobody doubts that.
He sort of proved who he was by the kind of people that stood up against him.
Absolutely. And the job he is now doing as the president-elect is breathtaking. Every American ought to be grateful. He's not perfect. I'm sure he's not yet even born again. He's come to a faith, but it seems to me to be more of an intellectual faith. I want him to experience the saving blood of Jesus like I believe the vice president has.
I was, now this is just pure speculation, I don't know, but I was reading about Josiah, the good little boy that became king of Israel and led the tremendous revival and turning back to the things of God. And when I was reading it, I thought of that nice little son of Trump standing next to him, and I say, Lord, I hope that little boy is just like Josiah. I would love to see him become a force in politics serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
And lifting up, if Jesus gives us time, what we ought to do, you know, we know Jesus is coming any minute, but we ought to live like we've got 100 years in the sense of the natural, but we ought to serve God like we've got 10 minutes in the sense of the spiritual. And I agree with you. I really believe something good. I believe that God always intended for America to stand with Israel under all circumstances. And I've always believed that if America stands with Israel, that even during the tribulation period, there'll be enough people in America that will continue to support Israel during the darkest period of their existence.
The believers in Christ will be the insurance policy that saves us when this thing begins to heat up.
Well, no question about that, sir. And Jesus is coming, and I am excited. I got to take another call, and thank you, and God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, preacher. I think we're in for a new day.
Thank you. I do, too.
And I appreciate the way the vote went, and we're going to have to pray for Donald Trump. But
Every day. With all our hearts.
With all our hearts.
We've got to help this nation turn back to God. We need a Holy Ghost revival, and I'm expecting it. I'm believing for it. See, we got a church world that's become almost entirely a Laodicean church. Let me show you something. There is a Philadelphia church right here. There's the Laodicean church right here. That's the last two of the churches. We are in the crossing of the two. The Philadelphia church, I'm sorry, I got this wrong. The Philadelphia church is fixing to go up in the rapture. And the Laodicean church is going into the tribulation period. And the church world as a whole is so backslid that there's no possibility of them going in the rapture.
And I'm going to a Bible study at the Methodist church on the second chapter of the Bible. And you said the first chapter and the second chapter. Well, I don't know much about the second chapter, but I'm learning a lot.
What chapter in the book is this?
It's the book of...
Revelation?
Not the later auditorium, but it's the second chapter in the Bible. Not Genesis, but the Old Testament.
Okay. In the Old Testament. Well, there's a lot of good things in that Old Testament, but you need to be born again and full of the Holy Ghost like is in that New Testament, you know.
Yeah. Well, both of them are good.
God bless you. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, it's a joy to minister to people by radio and by Facebook, and I'm really hungry. See, if we can turn this nation back to God, if we can teach people that love in Israel, I mean, the support of Israel is one of the basic principles of the Philadelphia church. There's four things about the Philadelphia church that are so exciting. They really are. I wrote them down to do my little study. I may not be able to find them because they're in my Bible. But I want to tell you, we have got an exciting hour in front of us. And if we'll give ourselves wholly to Christ, we're going to have a move of God. I really believe that. I really believe that. Now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. You are important. And while I'm hearing from you, I want to go to Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 3. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 3. I want you to listen to this now. Very important. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. Those nations. As when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. Now listen, toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. Wow, a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the south and half toward the north. And he goes on to tell that what's going to happen when Jesus sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. Are you listening to me? In Jerusalem, the capital of the millennial kingdom, is going to be in the city of Jerusalem. You say, I don't care about Jerusalem. Give it to the Palestinians. Well, when you say that, you are contradicting God's holy Bible. You're contradicting one of the greatest promises in God's Bible. And you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. Please hear me. Please, please hear me. And get on the right side of this issue. It is so important. I want to give you a gift. A very important gift. Now, I'm going to give you a booklet of what I'm talking about today called The Exciting Future of Israel. Very powerful. But I want to give you a second gift. I want to give you a CD of our last night sermon at our camp meeting, our winter camp meeting. Reverend Bruce Gans preached last night on Jesus Christ and his soul winning techniques. How Jesus led sinners to Christ, to himself, to his saving grace. It was breathtaking. I was squalling as he got through preaching. I mean, I was crying. I was weeping. I had a new passion for the lost. I had a new passion for the unsaved. And I want you to get that passion. I want every believer out there who loves this ministry to get a passion to win souls. And to get a passion to teach these things I teach to everybody you know. I got a letter recently, an email actually, from a brother in Pakistan. And he said, I'm teaching everything you teach all over Pakistan. Woo, did I rejoice. Did I rejoice. I want you to do the same. And so this CD on soul winning, Jesus Christ, the techniques of soul winning, I'm going to give it to you along with this article right here in front of me on the exciting future of Israel. You can't read this article and not be excited. You cannot read this article and not be excited. Listen to what Jesus said to the woman at the well of Samaria. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. The Bible is written by Jewish men, Jewish people. I mean, this book is a Jewish book that we're talking about, this Holy Bible. Now, that isn't to say that we're not just as important as the Jews. God loves Jews and Gentiles equally. There is no contradiction between his love for the two. But the Jews are just simply the people that God used to bring us his Bible, to bring us Jesus Christ, and to be the center of the new world order, and to be the capital of the thousand-year millennial reign. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's really just plain beautiful. Do you understand? So if you got a hatred for Jews, the devil gave it to you. The devil gave it to you. So repent of it. Ask God to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse it out of you and to give you a new heart. The Bible makes it very clear that he will give you a new heart. He will take away the old stony heart. He will take away the old stony heart. Now, you say to me, Brother Chambers, do you understand what conflict the Jews are bringing to the world? Do you understand how many nations hate them? Do you understand the trembling of those nations all around Jerusalem? Let me read you what the Bible said. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. When they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Now listen, Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, listen to the name. Put anybody in here you want to put in here. Anybody that you know hates Jewish people, that works against Jerusalem, that works to divide Jerusalem, that takes the case of the Palestinians. And I want the Palestinians to be saved. I don't want them to be lost. I want them to know the blessing of God. But, you know, that's up to them, yea or nay. But listen to this. All in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Now, God don't say nothing that he don't back up with his right arm. God don't say nothing that he don't back up with his right arm. And you've got to hear me now. We just barely over halfway through this program. Had some wonderful calls. But I want to dedicate the rest of this program to every one of you who are listening. Facebook, I want to hear from you. You understand by Facebook, you can go pick up your phone and call me and hear yourself right on Facebook, and your question can get answered. And you may have a question that you know, but you think there are people you know that don't have the right answer, and you'd like for them to get it. Well, call me. Let me give you the answer. And if they're listening, they will hear it. And you can share this, by the way. The beauty of Facebook, you mash one little button. Maybe it's two. One button, and then you confirm it. I think that's the way it is. And you will send it to every friend on your list. You got 1,000 friends. You got 5,000 friends. You got 100 friends. When you hit that share button, you send it to every one of them. Right now, you ought to send it to every friend you got. You really ought to send it to every friend you got. Hit that share button. S-H-A-R-E. If you don't know how to spell share, hit that button and share it and send it. And realize that you are sending the gospel. You're sending the word of God to them. You're sending them an opportunity to be delivered from error and to be brought into truth. You may just be the means of their salvation. You may be the means of their being saved. We are at such a crucial hour. We don't know if we got another day or another hour. We may have 10 more years. We may have 100 years. I don't think so. I don't believe we have another year. I'm looking for Jesus before January the 1st. I'll be 81 on January the 19th, and I'd like to celebrate that birthday on the other side, on the streets of gold, in the city of gold, in the city of God. Oh, well, I'll be here, though. I'll be right here as long as I can be here, standing up for you and standing up for the truth and being a blessing. Now, grab your phone, 1-800. Let me give you the numbers. Some of you just plain forget these numbers so bad. You've got to learn to remember them, okay? You've got to learn to remember them. There they are. 391-0588. Grab your phone. 391-0588. You outside of the area, the area of Charlotte and the surrounding area where the 704 is the code number, then you dial 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You can still dial 1-704, 391-0588 if you're in a different zone. Okay? Want to hear from you. Right now. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question. I want you to be blessed. And I want you to be a soul winner. I want you to call right now and get that CD. That CD on Jesus Christ and soul winning. You talk about a plan to be a soul winner. Brother, that sermon has got it. Preached by Bruce Gans, our great camp meeting preacher. And he's preaching tomorrow, both morning and evening. Oh, you need to come to Paul Creek tomorrow and hear the sermon. You really do. And I'm going to give you now the one from last night. I want to hear from you. You are important to me. I care about you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Reverend Sherman.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I am wonderful.
I talked to you last week, and you said you were speaking about the kingdom of God.
Yes, I was, and I love that subject.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, on today's topic that you're on, I was talking about Jesus. He came unto his own. And his own received him not. mercy, but as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God.
Yes.
Even unto them that believe on his name. After the Jews reject them, then he's anyone today, even until today, don't care who you are.
But you do know now that the Jews are coming back.
I know, we know that. They're coming back. We can see them coming back. We do. Those who've been born of God can see him coming back. But they reject him when he came. And then he said, as many as believe on him in his name, he gives them the power to become the sons of God.
No question. We're sons of God by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir. If we believe on him, we got to believe in his name.
The Bible makes it plain. The Bible makes it plain that we are literally, as born-again Christians, we are adopted into the family of the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
But we're not Jews. They're still, the Jews have their own distinct place. But we have a joining place with them, and we are responsible now for them, and loving them, and bringing them back to God's fullness is our responsibility.
That's very true, because they are God's chosen. Well, why are they God's chosen people? Because they are the seed of Abraham.
You're exactly right. Thank you, brother. You're precious.
Thank you very much.
And when are you coming to see me?
I don't know. As soon as I get a chance, I will. I'll come in.
Do you know you can make a chance?
Well, I'm busy all the time. But like you say, I can make a chance. You're right.
Do you go to church regular?
Yes, sir. Every Sunday, every day, I'm in service. Not only I'm in the church is in me.
I love it. You're my friend. Bless your heart. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're my friend. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Joe?
Yes.
I'd like to say something about this. I'm just going to verify what you're saying. It is true. It's true with the Jews. When God sets the new Jerusalem down on this earth, it's going to be set right there.
I believe that. I believe the new Jerusalem will hover over the physical Jerusalem.
Yeah, but we were grafted in, and we can be put out.
We sure can.
Yeah, we can be put out. And just like you said a while ago, all Israel will be saved.
All Israel, every Jew at that point who is still living, will be saved.
Tell you, Brother Chambers. God bless your heart. People need to come to Jesus today.
Amen.
Wait another minute if they don't know him. They need to come right now.
I tell you, it's dangerous not to be saved. In 1 minute's time, you could be in hell. 1 minute's time,
right.
You could be in hell if you're not saved. I wouldn't take that chance for 10,000 worlds like this one.
I would not take everything Donald Trump's got for it.
No, sirree, me neither.
Or what I got.
I love you.
But I want to tell you one thing. Brother Donald Trump is trying. That's right.
He's really trying to do a good job. I'm here to tell you. He's got a forgiving spirit. He's as kind of an old gentleman. I am thrilled to death with him. He is doing better than I even imagined. And everybody ought to be praying and supporting him. And if you're not, you ought to be praying for yourself and get yourself right so you can support him.
Amen. Need to look in that mirror every morning, Brother Chambers. And if we can't see Jesus in that mirror, we better go back to the altar.
Yeah, you're right on target, man. You're good.
Amen.
Bye-bye now. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi. Yes, Pastor Chambers. I was just wondering, is the tribulation period for the Jewish people?
The tribulation is for the whole world. The Jews will suffer intently. It is called in their Bible the time of Jacob's trouble. For the Jews, it's called Jacob's trouble. For us, it's called the Great Tribulation. It's all the same event.
Okay, and then the 144,000.
That they are Jews that will already have a clean heart. They are very devoted Jews, but unsaved, and they will be saved after the rapture and then sealed and will be a special people to bring the message of salvation to the Jewish world.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do you understand that clearly?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers. I was calling to talk to you about the rapture, and I'm of the opposite belief of you, and I hope that we are raptured up out here first. But I believe that God's elect's going to be delivered up through martyr. They're going to be murdered and then delivered up, and then everybody's raptured at the seventh trump.
Well, you really need to let me get you some good material, because that is an apostasy doctrine. Anybody into the mid-trib or the post-trib have gone from the truth of the Bible into an apostasy doctrine that is very dangerous. There is no way you and I, as real born-again believers looking for Jesus to come, that he's going to leave us here to go through the hell that's coming. It's a time when God's going to drain the swamp. Listen to me. The 7 years is the time when God is going to drain the swamp. Do you hear me?
Jesus.
And you don't want to be part of that swamp.
Hell.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. Jesus said himself that he's coming after the Antichrist and after the tribulation in the seventh trump.
When did he say that? When did he say that?
Matthew 24 in red writing.
No, you misunderstand Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is a picture of the whole period. And then at the end of it, about verse 30-something, he again tells people how to escape what's coming. And so you miss the real crux of that. Will you let me send you a booklet I've written on Matthew 24?
I tell you what,
Wait a minute. Now, you got to listen to me. Are you willing to let me send you a booklet on Matthew 24?
If you can send me a booklet on Matthew 24, if you and I can get together.
No, we're not going to get together, because I don't listen to other doctrines. I just share the truth that God's revealed to me. If you will let me put you on hold and you tell the ladies you want my booklet on Matthew 24, I will send it to you at no cost.
All right. Can I say one thing to you? And it has just a little bit to do with the doctrine. I just don't want anybody to be lost at the end and bow down to Satan.
Well, if they do that, it's their own fault. It isn't because of the rapture. Why would the rapture cause people to do that?
Well, they're going to be left here. I can't find any actual biblical doctrine that says the rapture comes. I find.
Let's don't go any further, because I don't believe what you're saying is right. I believe you've allowed apostasy to get a hold of your heart, and I want to send you Matthew 24. And so you hold the phone, and this is line one. I want the ladies to grab it on line one in there, please, and send that man my booklet on Matthew 24. I'm telling you, I'm overwhelmed by the good people that are being befuddled and confused with the great rapture message. All you got to do is read the letter to the Philadelphia church in Revelation 3, and you can see, he says, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour that shall come upon the earth. He says it plain. Go read Revelation 3:10. Let me read it. Great day. That's a dear man, and I don't want him to be left here. He ain't going to go in that rapture if he's not looking for Jesus. I'm here to tell you. Now listen to me. Chapter 3 and verse 10. You got to hear what I'm reading. Remember this with all your heart. Revelation 3 and 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, Jesus said that. Jesus said that because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I'm keeping the word of his patience right now. I keep it every day. And because I've kept the word of his patience, he said, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Couldn't be any plainer, not in 100 years. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers. This is your associate, Joe Gann.
Well, hey, Joe, how are you today? Did you win somebody to Jesus this morning?
Well, that's the reason why I'm calling in. I heard that you were giving away the CD from last night.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Bruce Ganz's sermon, Jesus, Friend of Sinners, techniques that Jesus used to win people. And I wanted people out there that are listening to know that we put those techniques to work this morning and prayed with several people just right there on their doorstep. And we've had several promise to be in service with us tomorrow.
Woo!
And I wanted to encourage.
Can I say, woo?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Praise the Lord, Brother Joseph. You know, this is my associate pastor, and he's such a special young man. And this is his daddy that preached the camp meeting from us all the way from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And he is a preacher's man. Now, this week, within days, we'll have this before you get that CD. We're going to have a page with the name of every sermon preached in this camp meeting from last Sunday morning until tomorrow night. And we're going to make them available individually or as a whole. You can get them in CDs or DVDs, whichever one you prefer. You can watch them or you can listen to them. And we're going to give you now this one from last night. It was so good. Jesus Christ, the Friend of Sinners. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. Love you, Pastor.
I love you, and I'm excited. I got other calls begging at me here. God bless you, and bye-bye. Hey, let's have another. You on the air. May I help you? Oh, I'm sorry. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, would you discuss the point in the 40s when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was against Israel, and then he died after that when he was trying to negotiate with the Arabs against Israel? And Truman came in, and then 1948, they become a state that what you have here, that Donald Trump could be raised up at this time to help Israel even rebuild the temple, and that he's there because he is pro-Israel. Would you discuss that, please?
Well, I've been discussing that a little bit. He's already promised that he's going to move the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And did you know that was passed in Congress over 20 years ago? And it was left up to the president to decide the right moment. And none of them have been willing to do it, not even Bush. None of them have been willing to do it. But now we have a president-elect who says he's going to do it. Now, I've never heard that Roosevelt was against Israel and was negotiating against them. I would like to have the data for that so I could know yay or nay. I do know that Truman does get the credit for standing tall with Israel. Though he was a cussing, swearing old man, he still stood with Israel.
Yes, Brother Chambers, John McTierman has a book, As America Has Done to Israel, and he has that in detail about Roosevelt.
Well, how about sending me the name of it? Or better still, just find me the book and send it to me.
Yes, sure.
Okay, will you do that?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you for calling, sir. I agree with you. Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air for Israel.
Yes, and brother, there's going to be a rapture, praise God. Whatever some of these confused people say, and people that are like Jimmy Carter against Israel, the Lord is going to have a final say, and we're going to be with him, praise God.
Did you know that almost every time people who are against the pre-trib rapture become people against Israel?
Yes, amen.
They go together.
Form at any moment. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost for over 50 years, and I'm looking forward to seeing him at any moment. Praise God.
Isn't that going to be wonderful when that trumpet sounds? You know, one man said, when the trumpet toots, I'm going to scoot.
I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. Praise God.
God bless you, sir. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. My, this program has been one of my best. I'm excited. Israel, the great future of Israel, the prophetic future of Israel. The Bible is full of it. You can't bypass it. It's everywhere. And it's wonderful. It's grand. And if you don't know it, you need to learn it because it is absolutely great. Now, let's have some more calls. 10 minutes to go. I want to answer the question now while I'm waiting. Listen, this is the first Saturday of December. I have got to have about 1,000 friends in December that will share a gift with me. I don't know. Some of you can only share $10, maybe 20, maybe 25. Some of you can share 1,000 or so. Some of you may be able to share a 10,000 piece. Well, I need your help. Every one of my listeners, I'm looking right in your face. I'm getting up close. I need your help. I need you to get involved with me. Quit sitting by the wayside, the sideline, while Reverend Chambers is getting a message out all over the world. Last week, when I got through with putting up, a sermon from Sunday, immediately I saw a man from the United Arab Republic that was listening and was excited about the sermon. United Arab Republic? I wonder how many Arabs I have listening to me. I guarantee you it's a few million. I guarantee you it's a few million. And they probably would not dare call me because they don't want the telephone lines to show they called Joe Chambers in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so they have to kind of operate in the background. And that's fine with me as long as they get the message. As long as they get the message. Now, Israel has a dynamic future. We will have a capital called Jerusalem. Little present-day Jerusalem, expanded many times over, will be the capital of the millennial kingdom. It will be a place of absolute breathtaking beauty. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will sit on the throne of David, King David. He will sit on that throne, and from Jerusalem, he will rule the world. Now, last week, we talked about how God is vetting all of his great staff people to rule the world. I think God's listening and watching me, trying to know where he wants to write me down in that great transition team to set up a new world order on this earth. And if you're born again Christian, he's vetting you. If you've got family that's dead and gone, he's already vetted them. And the whole scheme, it'll be millions. We will rule the whole earth. And God is vetting us right now. What are you doing as he's watching you? Are you preparing to where he would say, hey, that John Doe over here at such and such a little place, that's a genuine man. I'm going to put him over Jerusalem. I'm going to put him over Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, every little community, every little town, every county, all over the universe, the whole earth, every little kingdom, I don't care what the name of that kingdom is, it may now be Arab. It won't be Arab then. It may now be a Catholic. It won't be Catholic then. It may now be Hinduism. It won't be Hinduism then. It'll be ruled by Christians, glorified Christians, who have new bodies and new minds. Brother, sister, listen to me. If you don't get ready to help rule this world during the millennial, you don't know what you are missing. How many of you would like to be called by Donald Trump to come to the Trump Tower in New York and talk with him about some position in his great cabinet? How many of you would like to have that? Well, listen, there's a call ringing over the restless waves right now. And the Lord Jesus is saying, will you come to me at my cross in Calvary and give your life to me? Because I want you. You've got great skills and you've got great talents and you've got great abilities. I want you to help me rule the world during that millennial reign. Did you know the call is coming to you right now? I can almost hear him calling, Joe Chambers, are you going to be faithful right down to the last moment? And I'm saying, yes, Lord. I'm going to fight a good faith, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to turn from nothing but Christ, and I'm going to get ready to rule with him. Are you ready? Hey, I want those Jews who are going to help rule the world, I want them to know that there's some great Christians. You see, in the new city of Jerusalem, the gates are going to be named after the 12 apostles. And the foundation, wait backwards, the foundation's named after the 12 apostles and the gates named after the 12 tribes of Israel. Did you know that? Oh, boy, God's betting us right now, getting us ready to rule in his kingdom. Hey, anybody else on the air? Hey, have you called and got this beautiful booklet? I mean, the exciting future of Israel. And I'm giving you a CD, a sermon preached by Bruce Gans on Jesus Christ and in his teaching about soul and how Jesus won the lost. Did you know the Bible said he ate with publicans and sinners? Some of you are so self-righteous, you won't hardly speak to a man that's a sinner. Some of you are so holier than thou that if you see a homosexual, you pass him by and turn your nose up. Some of you are so radical racialist. Did I say that right? I don't think I did. But anyhow, you wouldn't dare help a black man or a yellow man or a man of some other nation. Listen, God wants us to love everybody. There is no exceptions. He wants us to love every human being. And I'm telling you, Jesus died on the cross to save the whole world. There's nobody excluded from his offer of salvation. Nobody. Nobody. You say, would God save an old radical, a hard-boiled, a drunkard? Yes, he would. And with delight and joy. And with delight and joy. Listen, friend, we are servants of the Most High God. And it's a joy. And you on the air. And may I help you, please?
Yes, I've listened to you for many, many, many years, and I've loved your program. And Dr. Chambers, I want to ask you, I've got a lot of friends that are Catholic, and I keep thinking that Catholic is not a born-again Christian because they go to a father on earth, and I don't believe that's right. What do you think?
Wait, now, I want you to back up and say that again a little clearer because I didn't quite understand you.
I'm in the hospital, and I'm not speaking. I mean, my throat is...
Okay, I understand. I'm going to listen because I want to hear it. I want to help you.
Okay. I have a lot of friends that I am concerned about.
Okay.
They are Catholics, and I am wondering if Catholics are really born-again Christians because they go and confess to a father in the Catholic Church. And to me, I thought there was only one father that we... give our confessions to, and that's Jesus.
Let me ask you.
You think?
Now listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. There are Christians who have been born again. Born again. The doctrines of the Catholic Church as they are written will save nobody. Nobody can be saved by taking what they call the Eucharist. You can't be saved by that because Jesus is not in that grape juice. He's not in that wafer. Jesus is at the Father's right hand. And when we do that, that's a metaphor of the real, the spiritual. No, a Catholic cannot be saved by the doctrine of the Catholic Church. Now, that's not to put down Catholics. There's a lot of good, decent Catholics that are good citizens, that are good Americans, that are good neighbors, that serve in many wonderful ways. And we're not putting down the Catholic. We're saying to the world, the only name given unto heaven whereby you must be saved is the name Jesus. And if you're not born again, made a new creature in Christ, then you're lost. That goes for multitudes in our evangelical churches, that all they have is a head religion and they've never had a heart change. You got to have a heart change. You got to be born again. That's true for everybody on the face of the earth, not just Protestants, not just Catholics, not just Jews, not just Hindus, not just Muslims, everybody. Only Jesus.
Do you have any books on how to witness to a Catholic who is a really good person, does a lot of good work and all that?
I don't know, but let me give you the ladies, and you tell them what you want. They'll take your name and address, okay? Hold on, line. What line am I on? Line one, ladies. Please help that lady. Hey, it's been a joy. I'm here to tell you, this has been a great broadcast. I know I'm coming down to the wire now. You remember what my number is. Remember it. Oh, I still left it up there. I meant to take it down a long time ago. I'm sorry for that. But listen, we love you. It's time to get right with God. I want you tomorrow in our church. Tomorrow morning at 10 Sunday school, at 10:50 morning worship. Tomorrow evening at 6, Brother Gans will be preaching. You can get the free sermon from him yesterday on Jesus Christ and his way to win sinners. You can get this booklet on the exciting future of the Jews. I want you to know you're important to me, very, very important to me. And with all my heart, I want to be a blessing to you. I want to be a blessing to you. I want you to have the fullness of God's blessings and grace in your life. Now, Jesus is coming. His coming is even at the door, okay? Now, you got the phone numbers in front of you, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. at paulcreek.org. And forgive me if you send an email. I never did get to them.
Or through glimmering light, helps me walk the cold dark night, the shadows of midnight. God walked the dark hills, cause he loves you and me. God walked the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, by night, by day. The mountain so high.